We're talking about the ball carriers today, the running backs, right here on Locked On NFL Draft. Who do you like? Where do you see them? And what teams need running backs? That's right here on Locked On NFL Draft. Let's go.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's Locked On NFL Draft time with the three best friends that anyone could have. Actually, it's, well, two, but three. Well, you get the point. It's Eric Crocker. It's Ryan Tracy. It's me, John Harris, right here coming at you talking running backs tonight. But a reminder, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered the season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Now, I know BetOnline's going to have some props at some point about which running backs are going to go in the first round, which ones are going to go in later rounds, how many could go in particular rounds. I always like doing those. I never bet. I leave that for, you know, the experts and the people that do that. But I figured this would be a good time to talk about the running backs, because the guy that I don't want to say is universally RB1, he's my RB1, struggled against TCU this weekend. Bijan Robinson, only 12 carries, which I'll put on Steve Sarkisian, but the TCU defense held him down. So, boys, let's start there with Bijan Robinson. Eric Crocker, Bijan Robinson, A, your thoughts. B, is he a first-rounder?
He's definitely a first-rounder. And we talked about, you know, who's the sure wide receivers to go in the first round. There are question marks and whatnot. I don't think there's any question marks surrounding Bijan Robinson and what's expected out of him as a running back and what he can do. I mean, you hear some of the comps that are being thrown out around, you know, surrounding him. You hear names like Reggie Bush coming up, and I don't think he's Reggie Bush, but you don't have to be Reggie Bush to go in the first round. We just saw Najee Harris go first round in recent years. And I think that Bijan Robinson is the more dynamic version of Najee Harris. And I really like Najee Harris. I think he had a very well-rounded skill set, but not the fastest of guys. It's just a really good all-around skill set. But John Robinson, I think he gives you all of that with a little bit more plus athleticism.
Yeah, no doubt. Bijan Robinson has been the bell cow for Texas. And again, with some of these guys, we're assuming they'll go into the draft, especially running backs. So I'm not going to say this, oh, if he declares. We're just going to talk about him. If they don't declare, well, then we'll talk about him again next year. But Bijan Robinson, Ryan, you see him in the Big 12. Your team, Kansas, gets an opportunity to face Bijan Robinson. Your thoughts about Bijan as a first-round running back, and is he RB1 for you?
I do think right now there's the argument to be made for RB1. Certainly Gibbs is in that discussion, as is Charbonnet, as is Corum. I think that's flavors. You know, you're at the ice cream shop at the counter. There's flavors there that you can choose from. I don't think it has to be that RB1 is better than everybody else. You might do a few things. I like his well-rounded game. Is he a first-rounder? Where was Najee Harris taken? Where was Trey Sermon taken? Where was Clyde Edwards-Helaire taken? Breece Hall is hurt now. Is that worth the investment? No. There is no first-round running back, period. That's my spot.
All right. Well, don't beat around the bush. Just be honest with us how you feel about it. That's the best way to put it. Okay. So you mentioned Jahmyr Gibbs, Ryan. Part running back, mostly. But he's got receiver skills. But he's got electrifying speed. So I won't ask you if he's a first rounder. But how do you perceive Jahmyr Gibbs? More running back, more weapon X, more use in the running game? Is he a third down back? How do you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, and where do you kind of see his value amongst this draft class?
He's a third down back in the NFL tomorrow if he were to walk on to any practice facility. I think he can eventually become an every down back that has the ability to split out, that can do all the running back chores. I see his vision as a well-rounded player. Doesn't have to be a gadget. When you say weapon X, a lot of people drift that towards the gadget stuff. Right. I think he can be a little bit of everything. I like his game. I think he's not quite as developed as Bijan is right now. So if you want a guy that can do everything now, you got to go Robinson. But I think Gibbs has that potential.
Eric, Jahmyr Gibbs, electrifying stuff. Can he be a bell cow running back, or does he have to be not so much a gadget guy, but a multi-use weapon for a team?
I think he's a multi-use bell cow for Alabama right now. He's their guy that has sprung off big runs in the running game. They count on him to push piles. You know, they're running him between the tackles. They're also utilizing him a lot in the passing game as well. So, you know, as it pertains to being that bell cow, or we'll just say three down back in the NFL, I think his game translates well. Really reminds me of a better prospect version of Alvin Kamara. Or if Alvin Kamara would have stayed at Alabama, I think he has that type of potential, and you can see how his game directly correlates to the NFL.
All right. So, Ryan, you cover the Chiefs. And, Eric, you may have played against him. My comp for Jahmyr Gibbs was Jamal Charles.
Oh.
There's only one Jamal Charles, buddy. I hate to tell you.
Yeah. You see, I started stuttering.
I know. Look, Charles was special. But stylistically, if Charles got a step, he was gone. I think it's the same for Gibbs. I think Charles is a better overall runner. I think Gibbs can be extremely dynamic in the passing game. And that's why I use that comparison, because of that. But, no, look, Ryan's right. There's only one Jamal Charles. But stylistically, that's kind of the way I went with Jamal Charles for Jahmyr Gibbs.
I needed kind of a refresher that I didn't even know I needed. And I just saw someone post just highlights of Jamal Charles to Twitter. And I'm watching him. I'm like, oh, man, that dude was a bad mother. Such a
Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer.
Now, will he be a Hall of Famer? I don't know if he'll be a Hall of Famer, but I think he had some Hall of Fame caliber seasons that could maybe potentially put him at that level. But, man, I mean, he was special. He was special in the run game, passing game, and not the biggest of backs. So maybe Gibbs has that type of ability. I'm not sure I see. And terrific. Gibbs is terrific. Man, Charles, and we got to see him at the NFL level. That was a different monster.
Yep.
I see them differently in two ways. Once they're in the clear or to the second level, I can see the comparison being very apt. I think Charles had much different approach, and I think it was more effectual in getting through traffic inside and getting around the edge. But I can see Gibbs growing into something like that.
Yeah, I think that's where Gibbs' game has to develop as a running back, is being – having better vision at the first level to get him to the second level. Where he has exploited teams is when a seam opens up and he just gets to Mach 5 right away, and then you can't touch him at that point. Jamal made his money getting to the second level with vision, with one cut. That's what Gibbs has really got to get to a point that he can do. But that was the one that's the one that came to my mind. All right. Few more running backs we'll discuss on the other side, and we'll talk about some of the teams that could be looking for a running back this off season. But I'm going to try and help you share a car. Turo, T-U-R-O. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car that you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts across the United States, UK, Canada. And it's about to be in Australia. If you make that long flight, you want to share a car there, forget rental cars. Find your drive at Turo.com. You can book an SUV, minivan for a family trip, pickup truck for errands. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions do apply. But it's like having a rental car, but it's right there sharing. We share everything nowadays, right? We're always a ride-sharing service. Well, this gives you the opportunity to use the car yourself, drive it yourself. You don't have to go to your app or do it. Just go to Turo.com, and you can share a vehicle anywhere in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and coming soon to Australia, Turo.com. Now, look, there are some words that are kind of hard for me to say because I've got Wisconsin mixed with Texas, and that accent cannot jive all the time. So T-U-R-O, Turo.com. Go check it out. Thanks for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen today. For your second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most, the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. All right, next in line, and these are in no certain order. Those are just the first two that came to mind. Zach Charbonnet, UCLA. Poor man's Nick Chubb. Powerful, size 6'1", 220, He's what a lot of teams are looking for in the NFL. Eric Crocker, where do you see one of the Pac-12's finest ball carriers, Zach Charbonnet?
He feels like a second-round pick, but, you know, I think that's easier to say when you start really ranking these running backs in this class. You're going to find a bunch of guys and a bunch of names that you really like that could potentially push a guy like Charbonnet down the line. I'm thinking guys like Deuce Vaughn, Dwayne McBride. You know, those are guys that are a little bit more honorable mention. But, you know, Blake Corum, where is he going to go? Tank Bigsby, where is he going to go? The running back out of Pittsburgh, Devin Achane. I mean, there are a lot of talented running backs in this class, but Zach Charbonnet, he's one of my favorites. When you look at just the contact balance, his ability to take on that contact, be a pass catcher, really accelerate and have big explosive runs. I get it. He's doing it in the Pac-12 and not maybe the SEC. But overall, he's truly standing out. Feels like a second-round pick to me, but we'll see how it all shapes out.
It's interesting. Eric said the running back from Pitt. I don't think anybody out there wants to say Israel Abanaconda. That's not
you
fun
do.
To say.
That's why you're here, John.
You want to know how long I practiced that? I practiced that. Israel Abanaconda. I said it in my head about 8 different times, man. Yeah, he's a baller. Ryan Tracy, Zach Charbonnet, where does he fall for you?
He's RB3 squarely, and he has the ability to move up, to tell you the truth. If I don't see that killer instinct, that seal game kind of thing down the stretch, particularly from the Alabama back, he could move up. But they're all second-rounders at this point. I think Zach is probably hovering right around the 50 mark for me. I think you could see both Robinson and Gibbs go higher than that. But can Blake Corum catch up to him? Can catch up to him? It could be. But right now I see him kind of like as that second tier, really by himself.
If you had to pick a Mighty Mite as a running back, this is an either-or before we get to either-or.
Mm.
Would you take Blake Corum? Or would you take Deuce Vaughn, Ryan Tracy?
It's a tough one. I think I got to go with Corum just by instinct alone.
Man, I love Deuce Vaughn. Eric Crocker, Deuce Vaughn or Blake Corum? Draft your Mighty Mite running back.
It's a little unfair because I've just seen so much more from Blake Corum. Mm. And, you know, every time you cut on TV, you see these explosive, powerful runs. You see him running away from guys, even though he doesn't look like the fastest of guys, but definitely he's fast enough to be a guy that can consistently pick up really good yardage and tough tackle because of that kind of how low he is to the ground. And Vaughn has some of that as well. But I've just seen more of Corum, and I've seen more of Michigan just lean on Corum, even versus loaded boxes, doesn't matter. And he still is extremely productive in any time he's really touching the ball anytime they count on them. I mean, they've handed the ball to him in several games 28 plus times, and you're not seeing a whole lot of that at the collegiate level.
I mean, his short area quickness is just ridiculous. Deuce Vaughn, son of a coach. I always liked that. And I mentioned this before, seeing DK Metcalf out on the field. Last year, Kansas State played in the bowl game here in Houston. He is that tiny. I mean, the stripes on his pants almost meet like at his backside because he's that tiny, and yet he runs between the B gaps about as hard and as well as any running back in this class. And he is 5'6". I mean, he is Jaquizz Rodgers. Now Jaquizz was built like a fire hydrant and Deuce is not quite that way, but boy, Deuce is so quick. He's fun. All right. Let's change it up here. I went through and I looked at different teams that could potentially need a running back. Here's what I thought about, and you guys can shoot them down as you were. Dolphins, Steelers. I know they got Najee Harris, but adding a piece to the Steelers to go with Najee. The Denver Broncos, Javonte Williams banged up. The LA Rams are just not getting any production from any running back. Arizona Cardinals, they got James Conner, but I mean, he's getting up in age and he's kind of battle tested, if you know what I mean. And the New York Jets, with Breece Hall, I don't know, coming back from the ACL, how that's going to be for him coming back. So maybe they're going to be in the market for a running back. So I challenge you guys to take one of those teams and one of the running backs and make the best draft marriage between one of the running backs we talked about, one of them that you like, and one of the teams that needs it, even if it's a team that I did not mention. I'll start. I'll give you guys a second to consider. The Miami Dolphins with Jahmyr Gibbs, would put the AFC East on complete and total blast. Because if you have to account for Tyreek and Jalen Waddle and Jahmyr Gibbs, holy hellfire. That would be unbelievable. So that's the one I would go with, Miami Dolphins with Jahmyr Gibbs. All right. Eric Crocker, I flipped the coin. You go first. Which team and which running back makes the most draft marriage sense?
Oh, man, definitely the Rams, right? Let's talk about the Rams. Who is their running back? They had guys like Akers, and they keep throwing. I feel like they're just throwing stuff at the wall and sees what sticks at the running back position right now. Akers is pretty much in the doghouse. I don't even think they want him. Eno Benjamin just got released from the Arizona Cardinals. It's like, all right, Rams, are y'all going to pick him up? Because you don't have a running back. Maybe you can say that the running back out of Notre Dame, they have him, the rookie, right
Kyren
now.
Williams.
But he's not. Yep. Kyren Williams. But he's not this long-term guy. So if you're saying right now the Rams, who don't have a first-round pick because they keep trading away their first rounds every year, but maybe in the second round, if there is a Bijan Robinson there or a Zach Charbonnet or something like that, I think they 100% need a running back. Matter of fact, I'll match Zach Charbonnet to them in the second round, and that almost feels like a no-brainer. Now, when we saw them at kind of their best, right, really just running the rock, it was a guy by the name of Todd Gurley there.
Yep.
And since then, obviously, he's had, his career got cut short because of right. the injuries and whatnot. Charbonnet is not that caliber of prospect, but I think he can run very well in that office with what they want. One guy in the backfield and just put your foot in the ground and get north right now. I think he fit very well there.
Ryan Tracy, pick your team and pick your running back and make a marriage.
I was going to go Rams as well, and I'll double down on that because I like the concept of Charbonnet there. The only problem is I don't know what kind of offensive line is going to be there. This isn't all the running back's problem, right? So who's the guy who can make the most with the least? That's the question they got to fit in that puzzle, right? So for me, I come back to who can do a little bit of everything and attack a said defense the most dynamic way, and that might be Robinson. As much as I like Zach, and I'd like to see him put his foot in the ground and come downhill for that team in particular, I think maybe the versatility that Robinson brings you might be a better fit for that particular offense.
I love it. Very nice. Now, I hit you with an either-or earlier. Now, I hit you with the full either-or next. But I got to talk about LinkedIn Jobs. It's not I get to, it's I want to. Because I know there are a lot of small business owners out there that listen to our show, and they're always wondering, how do I find people to work for me, to work for us? Well, LinkedIn Jobs helps you find those people quicker. They help you find a better quality candidate. And all you got to do is add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. And you spread the word that you're hiring. And then they give you the tools, screening questions, to help you ask the right thing with your candidates. And it makes you easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills for you and your business. That's what you're looking for. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Let's talk betonline.net before we get to our either or, which is kind of like a bet. It's a little different. But betonline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. You name it, they got you covered. From football to basketball to esports. Yeah, I just made that jump because betonline.net makes that jump. And if you love sports podcasts, well, you listen to us. You can find those as well at BetOnline. They're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, boys. Favorite time of the week? Either or. Now, don't have to be all running backs. In fact, I don't know if I have running backs on here. I have one running back, and you'll see in just a second. So, Eric Crocker, we'll start with you. More attractive to a team that's not totally rebuilt, but on its way, a still relatively young Derek Carr or an unproven but talented rookie?
Oh, I think Derek Carr, that's tough, right? Because we know exactly what he is and what he isn't. And what he isn't is elevating this Raiders team right now that just lost to a team coached by Jeff Saturday. How do you let that happen? He just got out of a booth. And I just saw a meme where it was like his last game that he coached before this was a high school football game he lost. So he went from losing a high school football game to coaching in the NFL and winning a game against the Raiders. Derek Carr, you contributed to that. Maybe Mike McDaniel, maybe your coach McDaniel. I said Mike McDaniel, but Josh McDaniels. There we go. Yes. Josh McDaniels. Maybe he just has no business coaching and it's all him. But gosh, I have to put some of that on the quarterback. Got to figure out a way to win that game. So because I think I've just seen enough of Carr, I'm going to go with the unproven rookie at this point.
Ryan Tracy. You're the GM of the Houston Texans. Let's put it that way. Would you bring in, and he's still under team control now for the next 3 years, Derek Carr or an unproven rookie that you're potentially selecting at number one?
Let's be real. No Carr will ever play for the Houston Texans again.
That's true.
He will retire.
Of anybody, I should know that, right? I should know that. I watched the whole 2014 draft. I knew everything going on. Yeah, you're right. So maybe make it not the Texans, but you
I agree with Eric. I think it is about evaluation and take your chances, develop your guy. I don't think you can elevate not only a passing game, but anything else by bringing in Derek Carr now. Good, bad, or indifferent, he's a Raider for life, and I think that's the way it's going to end.
All right, Ryan, we'll start with you with this one. Very simply put, who do you trust long-term, Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence?
I think they're both going to be competent quarterbacks in this league. I will put it that way. But I think in the end, with the tutelage of an offensive-minded coach that can adapt to his players, I think Trevor Lawrence will become the better player, not only because of his pedigree, but because Doug Peterson has the ability to get the best out of his quarterbacks.
Eric Crocker, who do you trust long-term, Bears Justin Field or Jaguars Trevor Lawrence?
You know, I'm going to go with Justin Fields. And we see everything he's doing right now, willing his team to be in these games. His offense is scoring a ton of points. Defense can't get any stops. He's doing it with very little help. He's a huge reason as to why they are really in a lot of these games, doing a lot of it with his legs. I think he'll continue to progress as a passer. This was a guy who I thought was one of the most accurate quarterbacks when he was coming out of Ohio State. Had to adapt to the NFL level, really getting the ball out of his hands quicker. Had an issue holding on to the ball a little too long at Ohio State. Once he gets that under control, I think we're going to see him take his passing game to the next level. So I'm going to go with Justin Fields.
All right, let's do a little – I want to go back to COVID. Yeah, kind of. Oof. It's so bad to think back to COVID. But I want to go back to 2020. And we're going to do a real quick NFL draft redraft. And it's pick number 5, Eric Crocker. The Dolphins are on the clock. They select either Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Herbert.
I think they still go with Justin Herbert right now.
The Dolphins.
Again, and when I say still go with Justin Herbert, I mean a lot of people are saying they should go with Herbert. And I say still because we see what Tua is doing right now. He's playing at a very high level. I could only imagine if Herbert had Tyreek Hill,
right.
Jalen Waddle, what this guy has in the backfield right now with that two-headed monsters. They both came from the 49ers. But, yeah. You know, looking at Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson, who just got there. Jeff Wilson got there yesterday, got off the plane and ran for 120 yards, caught 4 out of 20. Why? Man, everything's so wide open because of these receivers that's out there. So you give Herbert those type of guys – and how he can throw the ball down the field, man, watch the Miami highlights right now, and you see a lot of guys slowing down, having to make contested catches when really they had a quarterback that could throw it out there. I think we're leaving a few yards on the field right now. So as well as Tua is playing, and I don't want any Miami Dolphins fans to attack me, I think he's doing awesome, and you are in really good hands. He's been efficient. He's a gamer. We saw that at Alabama, of course. But I think there's still a little bit more meat on that bone that you'd be able to get off with Justin Herbert at quarterback.
Ryan Tracy, the Dolphins at number 5 select either Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Herbert.
I think when you look at the way that they're playing right now, I think Tua's level of performance is greatly exaggerated in this system. But that's about it. I think there's a return to regression. Maybe not this season. Maybe they ride it all the way to the AFC Championship and lose to Kansas City. I'm just thinking that might be what happens. I don't know. But if not, I think his mean, what he is as a quarterback for across his career, is not what Justin Herbert's is. I think Herbert has the bigger upside. I think he has the staying power. I think he has the ability to not only adapt to this system, but any system. He's a groovy kid that I think has been underrated since he got drafted in the first place. I take Herbert.
All right, Ryan Tracy, last one. Better value pick in the 2022 NFL draft, day 3 style. Either a guy I know well, Texans running back Damian Pierce, or Seahawks cornerback Tariq Woolen.
Tough
Pierce
one.
Pierce with almost 100 against the Giants, average over 5 yards a carry. Woolen picked off Leonard Fournette while he was covering Tom Brady. Yeah, I'll let you figure that one out. Pierce or Woolen?
Kudos to both scouting staffs because they got it right. In the end, I think it is easier in terms of injury or anything else to replace a running back than it is a top corner. I think Woolen is the bigger value because of that. It's harder to find guys that can play that position as well as he's doing. So Woolen is the value.
Former NFL, AFL cornerback Eric Crocker. You're going Texans running back Damian Pierce, or you're going with Seahawks cornerback Tariq Woolen?
I'm going to go with Tariq Woolen because I agree with Ryan, and you know I kind of wanted to go against the grain here, but you can't. You find a guy that's 6'4", making the plays he's making. I mean, come on now. Look what the guy's doing. He's out there guarding Tom Brady on the outside and getting an interception. Now, I don't know what Leonard Fournette was doing throwing that ball. Real quick. You put a ball in a receiver's hand or a running back hands and tell them that they have to throw the ball.
Oh, they're
throw throwing it no matter what. They're so I'm pretty sure Tariq Woolen's like, thank you very much. I'll take this. You're throwing a fade on me with Tom Brady? Okay. All right. But overall, just what he's been doing, how he's adapted to the NFL level, I think it's tremendous. I do think that maybe a guy like him with his type of length, you have to marry him to the right system. I think they're doing a really good job of doing that as well. So I'm going to go with Tariq Woolen.
And Woolen went in the 5th round, pick 153. Damian was pick 108, 109. Not that that makes a ton of difference, but both those rookies have made incredible impact for their particular teams. And, of course, I see DP31 every single day, and he's a godsend. But I think you guys are right.
Real quick,
priority
I know
position,
you talk about seeing him. What would the conversation be like if the Texans had 6 wins at this point? What would the conversation be about that running back that's back there? Because every time I check, every game I watch, it seems like he's just as productive, or if not more, than the running back that's playing opposite him.
This is not hyperbole. If we had 5 or 6 wins, he would be offensive rookie of the year, no question.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to be in the mix, but there would be no question that he would be that guy. He is so incredibly dynamic. He did fumble down the red zone the other day, and it tore him up. But if we were in a conversation, I mean, we've played a bunch of close games. We've won those and been 4-4-1 or 5-3-1 or you're just 6-3 or whatever. He absolutely would be in the conversation. Now, I think the key word to me is always value. And what do we value? And as a football community, finding a 6'4", 4'3", 40 corner in the 5th round is just, I mean, that's like finding, you know, $20 in my pocket, and I never carry cash. So running back,
I think it's like finding a little bit more than $20 in your pocket.
Dude, man, you should see my bank account. They ain't like y'all's. But I think with Damian, the impact he has had on this team is, I mean, it's immense. If we didn't have Damian this year, and I mean, we're not one of the top offenses in the league, but we'd have no offense. If it weren't for Damian Pierce, he opens up everything. And when we had -3 yards against the Giants on Sunday, the very next drive or the first drive of the second quarter, they handed to him 3 times, 12 yards, 5 yards, 44 yards. And all of a sudden the offense got on track, had 386 yards through the last three quarters, and it was all because Damian Pierce. But the word value is the key. And I just, even me, as much as I love Pierce, I would say Woolen too, because you just can't find a corner with those kind of traits and assets and then find one in the fifth round. I mean, it's just, it's not. I mean, it's why we talked about Richard Sherman for so long. And Richard didn't have that speed. But finding a guy that played at a Pro Bowl level in the fifth round, I mean, that's why you talk about it. That's why we talk about Brady in the sixth round. But when you find a priority position on day three, those guys are of the highest value. There's no question. And you two guys are of the highest value. There's no doubt about that. And you listeners are of the highest value as well. And we thank you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. For Eric, for Ryan, I'm John. We got a Friday night draft coming up later this week. We're going to preview one of the final weekends. We're getting near the end of college football. We'll do that as well the rest of the week right here on Locked On NFL Draft. Again, appreciate you guys for listening. See you guys next time. And as always, let's go.